little inviting slink. We're inviting you to come on down, dance on down, sashay, groove on down to what is a gathering of great art in our wonderful gem city, Art in the City. And that is this Friday. The event started at 5 o'clock and it goes until 10, more or less.
Yes.
That is the voice of Val Bierbauer, who is the PR and Communications Manager for the Downtown Dayton Partnership. Welcome, Val. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's so great to be here.
Tell us first about the Downtown Dayton Partnership. What's it's a gathering of folks with a vision for Dayton, and what's the overarching sort of mission for this gathering?
Sure. So the Downtown Dayton Partnership is a nonprofit organization that's created to support businesses and property owners in downtown Dayton, act as advocacy. We have business development services, economic development services, and what I do is part of our marketing and special events. So what we have coming up for this Friday is Art in the City. So that's a way to support the different businesses and property owners. The arts play an important role in downtown. Of course, you're probably familiar with places like the Schuster Center, Victoria Theater, perhaps Dayton Visual Arts Center, K-12 Gallery. So this is your chance to sort of broaden your perspectives, maybe challenge yourself a little bit and try to explore someplace new, dabble in a different form of art that you've never tried before, experience a different performance style. So sort of a smorgasbord of different art types.
Just a real cornucopia of places across. I'm going to be emceeing the community stage, which is a cool little part in front of the Schuster Center. There'll be performances inside as well, but we've invited, you've invited some amateur performers, maybe who've never had a chance to perform before, and they're invited. And what's cool about all that is you can park for free at the arts garage right next to the Schuster Center there. And then there's shuttles that can take you all back and forth, crisscross, wherever you want to go.
Yeah, you know, we get it. There are dozens of locations throughout downtown where we're doing activities that night. So from last year's event, so last year was the first year we combined both visual and performing arts into one mega arts event. And last year we got feedback that people wanted to see a lot of stuff, but especially folks who are a little bit more mobility challenged, they were looking for some easier ways to get around. So we are partnering with our friends at Greater Dayton RTA. We're going to have a couple shuttles running around. You'll look for the banner that says it's the Art in the City shuttle. That's the one you can board for free. And we also have a really fun special feature if you're looking for a unique way to get around. We are partnering with the Dayton Pedal Wagon Company. So again, you're going to look for those pedal wagons. It's a multi-passenger bicycle vehicle, and they'll be running loops too. So again, look for those banners. And we do have two live performers who are going to be playing on the back of either of those pedal wagons. It's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun.
That is a brave, brave performer that is willing to do that. I've always wanted to ride a pedal wagon. And if you have too, this is your big chance to do that and get yourself around a truly amazing gathering. Tell us about the mission. Well, you said that you'd often like to combine your events, Downtown Dayton Partnership events, with the First Friday. Tell us about how you're hoping to just spread the downtown image.
Yeah, sure. So people know, or hopefully they know by now, are getting into the groove of knowing that they come downtown on a First Friday, there's probably something new and fun happening. So the idea is if we take these DPNL Summer in the City events and kind of plop them on top of a First Friday, then they get a little bit of extra something. So even if they're not plugged into the activities that we're doing and they don't subscribe to our events newsletter that we put out every Thursday, they'll still have an idea of something that's going to be fun going on a First Friday. So this is sort of supports that First Friday mission to get people in and around different businesses downtown, exploring the dining options, art galleries, all the fun things there are to do.
So 5 until 10 o'clock, most of this, but you can certainly come early and stay late.
Yeah, you can come early, stay late for sure. Well, a lot of arts programming, including the community stage that you'll be emceeing on Friday, a lot of that will be going from 5 to 8 p.m. So another point of feedback that we got from last year's event was that people loved exploring all the art, but they really wanted something to do. They wanted a gathering place to culminate their event for the evening. So from 5 to 8 p.m. all throughout downtown, we'll have different arts programming, both inside and outside your favorite venues and destinations. And then from 8 to 10 p.m., we are gathering together at our ultimate party on the patio. We'll be collecting at, it's a brick paved patio that's at the corner of 5th and Jefferson. So if you don't park for free at the Arts Garage and you want to take advantage of that $1 rate, that's after 6 Oregon District Garage. It's directly adjacent to that garage across the street from the convention center. And that's where we'll have Sonic Mojo is going to be taking the stage from 8 to 10 p.m. And they're going to have lights and sound. It's going to be a very fun way to close the evening. And of course, because it's First Friday, we've got a lot of different bars and restaurants that have live music. So if you're still not done with your experience yet and want to take in just more of this art and more of these performances, go out into the Oregon District and to Hannah's and to different places around town where you can check out more live music. That's most of them are, which are local.
There's so much going on in Dayton, just generally arts-wise, but this is almost like the condensed, the it's like you've been simmering this wonderful wine all day, and this is the sauce that you have at the end. It's just an amazing density of art.
Yeah, we've got a lot of pieces of deliciousness floating around in our art sangria, and you can so you can experience at the party on the patio. This is my favorite part about art in the city is some of these, I guess, arts ambushes that we have prepared. So maybe
what?
Right? So the party on the patio will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. There are about 16 different venues that we're hosting,
yeah.
And if you go. Maybe you're not just planning on going to Corner Kitchen for dinner, let's say. We have a clarinet trio that'll be performing indoors. And then we have somebody who's doing some live art making right outside that will be actually, it's a Tracy Folk School, will be doing a plein air painting session right outside that space. And they're also hosting one of the juried art show selections. So we'll have art there.
Which is something else to talk about. First of all, what's happening at the trolley? That's one of my favorite spots there. I understand there's going to be chalk art on the outside and music inside.
Yeah, so we are going to have music from, actually, it's all going to be happening, I guess not technically inside Trolley. We call it the Trolley Stop Plaza. It's that,
yeah.
It's that plaza area. It's right next to Trolley Stop at the corner of 5th and
Between
Wayne.
Between it and the bike kiosk.
Yes, yes. So there we will have Benjamin Boy Blue. He'll be out doing some chalk art. We're also going to have music. So this is a fun group. It's the Greater Dayton Brass Ensemble Traveling Trivia. So not only will they be doing some great musical selections, but they also have a lot of fun and engaging trivia. And so you'll be, broadening your musical knowledge, which is really important because, you know, Trivia Tuesday is coming up next week, you guys. So you gotta brush up on some of these knowledge bombs.
Keep your chops up.
Right.
We're talking with Ms. Val Bierbauer, who is the PR and communications manager for Downtown Dayton Partnership. Just point your browser, by the way, to downtowndayton.org to keep yourself abreast of all the goings on in our beautiful downtown Dayton. But this Friday, particularly notable, combined with First Friday, art in the city, paint, perform, party, and it is basically, I mean, you can come and basically partake of this at just almost no cost. I mean, certainly go have a bite to eat, but if you just want to come for the art and you're thinking I'm a little low on cash, man, this is a wonderful opportunity to sample your city.
You know, and a lot of different arts groups, they start their seasons in September, so we thought this is the perfect time for you to sort of sample all these different groups and organizations and try to see maybe if there's something new that you like or you want to partake in. So we wanted to reduce any barriers that people might have to getting, familiarizing themselves with different art forms. So we have people who are going to help you demo some art paint, some oil painting. We have people who are doing acrylics. We have people who will help you make your own calligraphy.
Aww.
So there's a bunch of different visual art activities that you can do. We also have different performers. We have some theatrical groups who are going to be interacting with folks. We have open houses for various organizations like Human Race Theater Company. So if you've never seen a show there before, maybe you're thinking about going to see their season opener. A Band from Baseball is a story about Pete Rose. So if you're thinking about it, maybe head up there for their open house. Check out some other performances. It's a great way to get your feet wet without investing too much up front. And then from there, you can decide, this is going to be the year that I really commit to maybe seeing something, a show that I've never seen before, or visiting a new gallery. Or checking out a local artist and really making that part of my home and supporting art and making that part of my lifestyle.
It's like they think of restaurants, when they get together, a taste of Dayton. In that sense, it's a taste of Dayton art.
It is. It is. You can sample from something. If you find that you don't like something, good news. You haven't invested a lot into it except for time.
But if you do find that you do, you've got a bonus entree. You got the door open and you can walk right through.
That's right.
And engage with Dayton art. It's quite remarkable. You must love your job like I love mine. Although you must have been haggard coming up to this. This must have been so many moving parts converging on this one small 5-hour span.
We've got about 400 different artists, visual performing, who are affiliated with various organizations with this event as part of, like, you know, greater expansions of other events. So there's a lot of moving pieces to this. You mentioned the juried art show. So that's something that we do with the Dayton Visual Arts Center. And we're changing it up a little bit this year. So this is, like, as coordination from my aspect, I am the one who recruits the businesses that will host these different artists. So you can see, I think it's 17 different artists, and you will go into different businesses. And in years past, we, you know, had just one piece in the installation. And this year we thought it'd be fun to vote on a body of work instead. So what you'll do is go into the different businesses. You can download the PDF of the map. It's on our website at downtowndayton.org. And then click on the Art in the City link. You can download that juried art show map or pick it up from participating businesses. And then each business that you go into will have three or four different pieces from that same artist. So we gave you, like, little snapshots on the voting form, so you kind of remember who you were voting for, which body of work you were voting for. And then that show will be up for 2 weeks. So it's kicking off this Friday, and it will be up through August 17th. You can vote in person on Friday during Art in the City, our festival event, or you can also vote online. We've got some online voting mechanisms that you can utilize. And then at the end of that 2-week period, whoever the winning artist is will get a cash prize. So that's another way that it costs you nothing to help support a local artist.
DowntownDayton.org. There's a lot at the other side of the link at Art in the City. Again, the subheading paint, perform, party. And I just want to say partake. We should have partake.
Yes, absolutely.
Partake
in a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Val Bierbauer, first of all, you have such a fabulous name. Thank you so much for coming today. And keep us posted. PR and Communications Manager from the Downtown Dayton Partnership, Val Bierbauer. What a delight. So I'll see you Friday.
Yes, we'll see you on the stage.
Thank you.
Artists. They talk about language and the cubists and the daddies, and I try to catch their meanings and keep up with all of the martinis. I don't know which should be my favorite band.